Well, I am open for questions. Obviously very excited with the selection of Jadeveon and what he can add to our organization and our football team, our community, and our defense. And he's an impact player. We always talk about impact players and adding those types of athletes to our organization, and he certainly fits the bill.
When did you make the decision? How did you know? When did you come up with it?
Yeah, we talked all week about being open to the opportunity to trading out of the pick if, in fact, there was something that was that was worth moving for. At the end of the day, that never materialized, and we always felt very confident in the selection. And so we were, very bullish on what we were asking for because we felt so good about the pick. And so, we never really had any, opportunities on the clock to actually move, and so we were happy to take him.
Hey, Rick, here in the back here. How exciting is it knowing the possibilities of what he can do with J.J. out there? He mentioned on his conference call they've already had a conversation, and J.J. is ready to take him under his wing. For you guys in the war room there, how exciting is that?
It is. I mean, obviously, when you talk about a creative mind like Romeo and some of the things that he's done, if you look at his defenses historically and how he utilizes personnel, it really gives us an opportunity, to get after the quarterback.
Rick, you don't rule out the way that Romeo has, as you said, him playing in a lot of packages up without his hand on the ground?
No, I fully expect that, he'll be an outside linebacker, Barry, initially. So he'll start, with this, in a two-point stance. But anytime we go into any kind of package, whether it's a third down package, whether it's a package predicated on personnel, down in distance, all those things give Romeo the ability to have him put his hand in the dirt and go get the passer.
Just to follow it up, Rick, he can play out of a two-point, but did you see anything in working out with him where he necessarily will drop a lot? We see some 34 outside linebackers like a DeMarcus Ware, Clay Matthews. We don't see them dropping the coverage much. They're mainly getting after the quarterback. Will that still be his role regardless?
Yeah, he's athletic enough to do all that stuff. The thing that they have to do also, Steve, is set the edge, in the run game. And he certainly is capable and athletic and strong enough to do that and set the edge in the run game. And obviously his pass rushing ability speaks for itself.
Rick, any questions about – some questions came up about him, work ethic, this and that. Obviously you saw through all of that, or none of that stuff bothered you enough not to consider him.
No, it didn't. I mean, we vetted the process, and obviously, you hear a lot about that, and when you turn the tape on, you look at the guy, and you watch him, and you try to evaluate, he played a lot of snaps, first of all, and so you evaluate plays away, did he play with his hair on fire every snap of the game? No, he didn't, but do we worry about his work ethic? We don't at all. We think this guy will come in. You mentioned the fact that J.J. is ready to take him under his wing. He's ready to come in and work. I think when you look at what he talked about, after the selection, he talked about wanting to come in and work. And this guy's motivated. He is extremely motivated. When you talk to him, he wants to be great. He was the number one player coming out of high school, and he wanted to be the number one player in the draft because he wants to be great. And one of the things that I explained to him tonight is as much as he wants to, he's going to learn that there's a whole nother level of what it takes for him to realize that goal in this league. And, the first thing that you've got to have is the desire to do so, and I believe that he does.
Rick, as part of the vetting process, you had John Butler, and you also had the strength coach who worked with him in South Carolina. How important was that input?
It was important because it was personal experience with the young man. And so, we've got great college scouts who have great contacts and can get really good information that we trust. But anytime you can talk with people that are in your building who have the personal experience, and they certainly had, glowing things to say about the young man and his work ethic and his abilities.
Do you guys anticipate coming back into the first round, or do you think you're done for the night?
Well, I don't know, because that's why I got to hurry up and get back downstairs. So we're gonna continue to look at the way that the board falls, Tanya. If there's somebody that's there that we get excited about and we want to come back and chase, we will. But we got a bunch of picks and a bunch of opportunities moving forward, even tomorrow and into Saturday as well.
There's a lot of talk about pressure with this pick. Did you feel there was a lot of pressure, or was it kind of you didn't know who to take? take?
Yeah, no, again, I felt prepared. I think, you know, when you're confident in your process and the people who are working with you, then I think it gives you a chance to just, and you're diligent in your preparation, then I don't think there's a need to be nervous or a reason to feel pressure. I think I'm proud of our guys and proud of our group. We have a lot of work to do. You know, we've only had one selection so far, and we got a bunch of them, you know, tomorrow, if we come back in tonight, tomorrow and Saturday. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I'm confident that our group will do a good job. So thanks. Okay.